6 o'clock straight up here on the Hard Line. We got one more hour left to entertain and regale you with sports and fun. Let's start that off with you, my friend, who I was near Mexico, but you invaded Mexico.
I enjoy Mexico.
You do?
Very much. Now, the thing about Mexico is there's many places you can visit because, I mean, it's just, it's an awesome, awesome part of the world. I'm a big fan of our friends from Mexico. Of course, it's in my family quite a bit, but I'm not going to lie. I mean, the beaches are the beaches. It doesn't require a familial, relationship to just realize that crystal clear, wonderful blue water and the food.
Yeah.
And just the climate. I really love Mexico. Now, there's lots of places to go, though. And over the course of 30 years of, being an adult or 25 years of marriage, or I guess 26 now, we've gone to 4 or 5 different spots. And so honeymoon was in Cancun.
Cancun.
Then we went with my wife's whole family to Puerto Vallarta. Then for wedding anniversary 15, we went to Cabo. Then a couple years ago, we went to Isla Mujeres, which is actually Cancun again, pretty much. But it's an island right across the little water there. Now you're on Isla Mujeres. And so this was our fifth destination in the Mexico. And we went to the trendy location known as Tulum. Now, this was on the books like a year ago, but it got COVIDed. So everything got moved to this year. And
by the way, the beauty of Mexico, more than anything, and let's be honest here.
Let's be honest. I think we owe it to each other.
We're lucky to be in Texas. Mm-hmm. The flights are so short.
Yes.
They're relatively cheap. You're not going to spend ungodly money down there as you would on other places with similar beachfront.
Yeah, it's probably different what you pull out of your wallet in Puerto Vallarta than it is in Vail.
Right, yeah. But it's the ease. It's
easy. Or San Francisco.
Right, this is an hour and a half flight.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's you always hear where they vacation, like people in England, and they go to Malta, or they go to these places off the coast of Spain, and it sounds like they're kind of into the same stuff in general, except they loved going to Vegas, which is the 15-hour flight for them. But, yeah, I really enjoy Mexico. It's great. But we went to Tulum, and I did not know much about Tulum, except Dirk went there. And I'm guessing Dirk's vacations differently than I do. But he went there, and then Follow went there and had nice things to say about it. And I think even a couple months ago, Mr. Jake went for the first time.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can't speak for Dirk, but in the case of Mark and in the case of Jake, I don't believe little ones went with. I don't believe Mark and his little lady just grabbed any random kids to take
stole
them.
A kid, yeah.
Or Jake and his little girl. I don't believe they made the trip. I think it was just a couples thing, and I think that's important because, in my opinion, now having been in Tulum, it's probably a place where you take your little lady. It's probably not a place where you take your family.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's I might have done it wrong. Okay, I want to be clear on all of this, but as I saw Tulum, it feels like over the course of my life, and maybe you will agree with this, maybe you won't, but different Mexican sites have been it for 5 or 10 years at a time. Now, sometimes organized crime changes things. That's what happened to Acapulco, as I recall. Mm-hmm. Acapulco was the default Bob Barker Showcase Showdown location.
Yeah.
Hey, all expenses to Acapulco. Well, now it's I don't even know if it's top 5 location or maybe even top 10 location, and because you got your Punta Mitas. Is that Mexico? No.
Yeah.
Is that the DR?
Maybe it is.
Trying to remember. Anyway, I don't think Acapulco is anywhere in the rankings for most desirable places anymore because I think crime has had its way, I think.
You never hear anybody say, I'm going to Acapulco.
Right. But remember the 80s? Remember the 90s? You would hear this place. You're like, where is this place? Anyway, Tulum appears to be a town that that kind of was taken over in the last 10 years or so as a destination, but in a weird, difficult, I heard Jake talk about it, and he said it's like a Instagrammable location. And, man, it's really hard to describe, but it's lots of, like, boutique hotels, not chain hotels. And it's boutique restaurants, but super high-end.
Oh, so not you're not saving a lot of money.
Dude, it was the most expensive place I've ever gone. It was so expensive.
Oh. Really?
Like, dinners, you know, and I walk in there with five of us.
Oh!
And all the entrees are... See, you're not going to get out of there for less than $300 if you have a family of five. And it's just meal after meal like that because there's no sandwich place where you can.
No.
Dude, it was so expensive. It was the most expensive week you could possibly have. You might as well just take them to Tokyo for the week or
like
Paris.
When you guys would go eat breakfast or whatever.
Breakfast.
Where you're like, let's go get some bars at the local pharmacy and just have a couple of power bars.
Yeah.
I would have done that. You can't do that?
Well, I mean, I guess you could try, but good luck. And it just, everything was... So
like an entree would be like $30?
Oh, easily. Yeah.
For
yeah.
just like enchiladas? Or... Yeah.
I mean, but again, all of the restaurants on the strip. So there's the beach.
Yeah.
Where, and it's basically a two-lane road that goes for like 5 miles. And it's just one... club music, high-end restaurant after the next, and one high-end hotel after the next. And they're all kind of based on yoga and vegan and bikinis. And, all the little clothing boutiques where you can find your $300 bikini, I suppose, if you're into that sort of thing.
I am.
Dresses. I mean, it's just...
Sign me up.
Like, my kid just wants a T-shirt that says Tulum on it. You got to go into town for that. We don't have T-shirt spots here. We don't have sandwich places here.
How far away is town?
Well, it's like 3 or 5 miles, but it's a beating and a half because it's 30 minutes of traffic.
Ugh.
Because it's just lines that aren't moving because there's no road.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean.
They got you.
They got you. And so what we did is we VRBO'd with another family that we vacationed with and had a fun time in a fun house, and we were on the beach. But there's the other problem is Sargassum is everywhere down there, especially on the east coast of all of these islands or coastline. And it's this – people feel like it's because of climate change, not to hit all the hot buttons today, but the perfect blue water – doesn't really live here anymore, man. I'm very worried about the blue waters of Mexico. Very worried. And frankly, the Caribbean and probably everywhere on the planet. Because Sargassum, this happened in the Cayman Islands to a certain extent, a little bit in Belize, as I recall. But it's just every morning there are hundreds of workers trying to clear the beach of all the seaweed, and they have no chance. And sometimes it's wheelbarrows and sometimes it's dump trucks, but it's indescribable how much it is. So now some mornings it's okay. Other mornings it feels like it goes out 50 yards.
Is it green or red?
It basically does. It turns the water to chocolate milk color, basically. I mean, it's just, and
diarrhea.
It feels, I think this is a relatively new thing, at least in this huge number, but it's a big, big deal.
So you went swimming in a giant Yoo-Hoo.
I didn't really even get in, man.
So there was so much seaweed if you do get in that you can't even maneuver around it.
Not with ease. No, it's very disappointing. Now, Tulum and that area have other things like the cenotes. And the cenotes, I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. It feels like there are dozens, if not hundreds, of pools and caves that are, fresh water, and it's It's so cool. Like little tunnels you can swim through or caverns. If you've been to the Hamilton Pool Preserve north of Austin,
of course.
Think of that, and those are basically cenotes. And so all over Mexico or all over this area, you can have a driver, you know, take you to one of those places, and everybody has a really refreshing couple hours swimming around. You can even snorkel a little bit.
Although, how close is that?
Well, in some cases, they're on, you know, they're 10 minutes away. In other cases, you can go 45 minutes. They're really cool.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I can definitely see if it's just you and the lady having romantic dinners and in a romantic hotel, yeah. It would be wonderful. But if you're taking a bunch of teenagers, I don't know, man. I don't know if they were really feeling it. So it's, you know, every family has a different situation. Sometimes if you got a bunch of kids under the age of 6, they just want to build sandcastles or under right. 10 or something. But once they're all teens, they kind of want things to mobilize and do. And this was no Cabo in that regard.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I did practice yoga.
Oh.
I did.
Had you done it before?
Just on YouTube.
But
as tight as I am, as
it's hard, isn't it?
Inflexible as I am, if that's a word, unflexible,
mm-hmm.
I have found yoga is helpful, but I had never done it in a class. And there you are in a studio overlooking the ocean, just like you would want it to be. And
that's fun.
It was amazing. And, of course, I'm one of like 3 dudes in there, and it's all other just chicks doing yoga who
pretty good odds
have then. Absurd flexibility, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm back there just
taking
sweat.
Notes.
Oh, I can't do half the stuff, man.
Dude, it's just those people that do yoga that are in like perfect shape all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable how good they are at that stuff.
Did you make a toot?
I avoided the toot.
Because that does happen.
I've heard that. I've never taken a yoga class, but I've heard that if you do yoga, it makes you toot.
No, but. And I was very mindful of the toot, especially battling Montezuma's revenge.
Oh, God, that's
right.
You
made lots of toots.
Yeah.
But I will say this.
Bob.
I feel like if you're in a yoga class of 15 and you're one of the only dudes, you're going to get blamed for every toot that happens in the whole place.
Right.
You might as well rip some because
you might as well be a dog.
I smelled something, which might have proved I dealt it, but I didn't.
I believe you.
Wait. Even though I did smelt it, I did not dealt it.
You guys were inside doing yoga or outside?
Inside.
Okay.
But I smelled something that appeared it might have emerged from someone's bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's just girls all around me.
Right.
And they're little yoga girls.
Yeah, they can't do that.
They can.
Yeah, they can.
Talk about blaming it on the dog.
God.
That's exactly what probably
that's
happened.
That's why you're there. That's why they
have
dudes in there.
I know, exactly. I know, exactly.
Thank God there's a guy.
Anyway, so it was
I can just let fly today, Charlene.
It was a fun vacation, but mostly because I read Lonesome Dove underneath a palapa.
So you paid like $12,000 to read a book.
It was pretty expensive week. Pretty expensive.
You should sell that book now on eBay and put like $12,000 on there and just see if you can sell it.
Anyway,
good stuff.
That's Mexico.
All right, Community Quick Hits.
Community Quick Hits is going to take a vacation to Orange County.